You're familiar with the Chazal that says that the Aron was gold on the inside and gold on the outside. It was covered with gold. The Aron was a wooden box, and it had a gold covering on the inside and a gold covering on the outside. And Chazal learned from that that a Talmud Chacham should be Tocho Kibaro. His inside should be like his outside. Now from those words, the way the Chazal describe a Talmud Chacham, which comes first, the outside or the inside? His inside should be like his outside. The outside comes first, and then you try to make the inside like the outside. But on the surface, that doesn't seem to be to make sense, because what's the ikker? What you feel on the inside or what you do on the outside?
What you do.
What you actually feel, no? On the inside? If you just do it for show, that's not the ikker. The ikker is how you feel. So why did Chazal describe the outside first and then the inside? The answer is because since we live in a physical world, a person can't get to those inside, those internal ideas, without going through the motions first. Motions create emotions. I once had a woman who was growing in Yiddishkeit. She had grown up in a what they call a modern Orthodox family, where they weren't so makbid on anything, pretty much. They were Shomer Shabbos, but never really learned the halachas of Shabbos, or makbid too much on what they did. They didn't drive, they didn't turn the lights, and that was pretty much it. Kashrus-wise, if anything said it was kosher, or if it had a K somewhere in the label, it was okay. And tznius, for sure, they weren't makbid on the halachas of tznius. And this woman had her first child, and she decided that she wants to become more observant. So she started learning, her and her husband, Hilchos Shabbos, and they started making Shabbos more proper. And then they worked on the kashrus of their home and upgraded it. And finally, I felt that she was ready for the next step, that she should start dressing tzanua. It's a married woman. She started covering her hair. And I called her in one day and met with her. And I said, I think, you know, you're ready for the next step. You're already committing yourself to halacha. You're a married woman. You should start covering your hair. And in those days in Miami, only the Rebbetzins, the teachers' wives covered their hair. Most of the women didn't cover their hair. So she said, Rabbi, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't feel like a Rebbetzin inside, and therefore I don't want to look like a Rebbetzin on the outside. When I feel on the inside like a Rebbetzin, then I'll cover my hair too, so I look like it on the outside. I told her, you know what you can be compared to? Imagine a person who comes to shul on Simchas Torah, and he says, you know what, I don't really feel happy. So if I get up and dance, I'm going to be a hypocrite. People are going to think that I'm happy and not really happy. So I'm going to sit here and think about being happy. And as soon as I get happy, I'm going to get up and dance. The person will sit there till Tisha B'Av. How do you get happy? You dance. Right? The outside makes you get that inside feeling. You can't just get it like this. You have to go through the motions. Going through the motions makes you feel the way you want to feel. That's not a hypocrite. A hypocrite is somebody who wants to put on a show. He wants other people to think that he's some way on the inside, but he's really not. But somebody who wants to get to be that way on the inside and is going through the motions to do it, that's not a hypocrite. That's the way everybody is. So I said, if you don't dress tzanua, you'll never feel tzanua. If you begin to dress tzanua, eventually you'll feel it too. That's not a hypocrite. That's a person who wants to work on themselves and slowly but surely go through the motions and eventually get the emotions. So the way to work on oneself in this world is to go through all mitzvahs like that. You do things, external things, and they lead you to ideas and feelings or whatever. That's how you do it. So that is why the rabbis describe a Talmud Chacham as being the inside like the outside. You start with the outside, and then you internalize it to the inside. There's only one problem. The Torah doesn't describe it like that. The rabbis say that. But how does the Torah talk about the Aron? It says, V'tzipisa oso zahav tahar, you should cover it with gold. Mibayis umichutz titzapenu. Mibayis means on the outside. Umichutz on the, what's it called? Mibayis means on the inside. And michutz means on the outside. Which comes first in the Torah? The outside or the inside? The inside comes first. And then the outside. So if the Torah says, first put the gold on the inside, and then on the outside, why did Chazal change it around and say that the outside, the inside should be like the outside, meaning the outside comes first? So what I think is the following. Really, there are three stages. The Torah says like this, the tzipisa oso zahav tahar. You should cover it with gold. If it only said that, where would I put the gold? On the inside or the outside? Outside. All the other kelim had gold on the outside. Then the Torah says, mibayis, inside. And then it says again, bachutz, outside. So the three stages. First outside, then inside, and then outside again. How does that work? Well, it works is like this. Rashi brings down how they did it. They had three boxes. They had a little box of gold, a medium-sized box of wood, and a larger box of gold. So first, they took the box of wood and put it inside the big box of gold. Now the Aron was covered on the outside. Then they put the little box of gold inside the wooden box. Now it was covered on the inside. So which came first, the outside, then the inside? Then there's one more thing. It's still not covered completely. Where is it uncovered? On the rim. You could see a sandwich. Gold, wood, and gold. Okay, so now we have the outside, then the inside, but now you have to cover the wood on the rim. So you put gold around the rim covering the outside. So there's three levels. Outside, then the inside, then the outside. What does it mean? So we have to explain. First you have to start on the outside. Don't feel like a hypocrite if you don't feel emunah or simcha or ava or yira. Go through the motions. That's not a hypocrite. That's somebody who wants to. You don't feel tzanua, dress tzanua. Eventually you'll feel it. First work on the outside, eventually it'll come on the inside. Let's go back to the guy who's dancing on Simchas Torah. So he says that, you know, if I dance, even though I don't feel happy, I'll get to feel happy. So he now starts to get to feel happy. And now should he stop dancing? Because now he feels happy. So there's no more purpose to dance anymore. Or no, should he continue dancing? The answer is you continue dancing. You know why? Because the Pasuk says, the way the Ramban learns it, the Pasuk says the following. If you have a tremendous feeling of love for Hashem, don't leave it like that. Put it into a chayfetz. Put it into something concrete. Because having feelings but not concretizing them, not expressing them in something physical, they're not as strong as when you put them into something physical. You could feel very happy, but you can express it by dancing. So there's two ideas to the external, to the physical. One is it helps to get you in the mood. But once you're in the mood, it helps to express that mood in a very concrete way. And therefore, that is the idea of all the things. We have a mitzvah, we feel good, we eat. You put it into some concrete physical state. And that's the way Yiddishkeit is. It starts with doing things, and that helps you to think and feel things. When you think and you feel them, then continue doing it, so now you express it in a physical way. It says that the neshamas in Gan Eden look forward to Trias HaMesim like we look forward to Mashiach. It's a higher level. It's not the highest level just to be spiritual. It's the highest level is to be spiritual and express it in a physical way.
Is that with all feelings?
everything. With everything, a person should find a way. First of all, in order to get the feelings, you have to go through the motions. Don't think that you're a hypocrite.
What about bad feelings?
Bad feelings, you should, again, try to keep away from expressing, and that way they dissipate. They go away. In other words, you don't want those bad feelings to be real, to be concrete. You want them to go away. The way to make them go away is not to do things that would reinforce them. In other words, you create the feelings by doing things. And then you hold on to them and express them and make them real by doing things also. The main thing in this world is to do. Put it into some physical thing. Okay. Any questions more on this? Okay, at least we made a start. And I hope next week we'll get back into the swing of things normally, if I can find a parking space. Okay.